Good evening. Welcome to the Designated Report Wrestling Podcast, episode number 24. We are the Horsemen. I'm your host, Corey. We got Corporate Sparks in the building.
Yes,
we got Edwin, and we got Frankie Fellas.
What's going on, brother?
Before we get into it, shout out CT for having a baby girl yesterday. Congrats, my brother.
Round of applause.
Baby boy.
What's his name?
Baby boy.
Is not disclosed yet. He said they're keeping that on the low for now, but it's baby boy.
Shout out CT. Name is not disclosed. What is he, Elon Musk? What's going on here, brother?
They're keeping the name on the wraps for now. They're keeping the name
Kanye. He's Kanye. He's trying to be low.
Kanye.
Congrats, CT, Crystal. Congrats, guys.
Congrats to you both.
Congratulations.
Congrats. How you guys feeling today, man?
Good.
Feeling good.
My boys got the win. Bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Feeling good.
Are you shaking your head?
What you shaking your head over there?
You see my boys.
We're not.
Big win off the Saints.
Oh, we number one in the NFC, baby. Go Pack, go.
For now. Go Giants.
Yes. Yes.
So we're gonna get started with some news here, and it's kind of big news. Keith Lee and others being sent to the WWE PC for development. Now, there's a lot of conflicting stories on this, but I'm going to go with Uncle Dave Meltzer on this one. So I just want to read something real fast. So I know Cleve hates him. So per the report, McMahon recently threw a fit about working ability of certain talents on the main roster, and especially upset with some of the quote-unquote big guys on the main roster, which I have said a long time ago. He ordered some of the wrestlers back to the WWE PC Center to undergo 2 training classes per week. So we got Otis, Keith Lee, Dabba Kato, Dio Madden. Who's that, Slapjack?
No, that's the one with the dread.
One of them.
Mace Windu.
And AJ Styles' bodyguard, Omis, are among the wrestlers sent to the classes. There's one more thing I want to read from Uncle Dave. McMahon just got mad because he thinks none of these guys know how to work and needed to polish up their skills. Regarding Lee, he knows Lee is talented, but not ready in his eyes. Fellas, this is what I've been talking about. These indie dudes coming to the main stage do not know how to work. How you guys feeling about this?
Who wants to tackle this first?
I'm just gonna say that it's just the fat guys need to get in shape. That's really it.
If you want to be honest, the big boys got to get
in shape.
Like, it actually fits him though. It fits.
Oh, Keith Lee.
Yeah, it fits him because it's not like he's like a. Yeah, he's like round, but he's like solid. He's not like flab like Kevin Owens.
Okay.
Like you could tell he lifts weights. He just, I guess, based off like his genetics or whatever it is, he's not gonna get like, you know, toned and like cut. But he's a big dude.
Listen. We got 2 guys on this panel, Edwin and Corey, who. I know from school that you guys were into nutrition and working out, and that was part of your majors.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
So you know, and I'm not even a nutritionist or nothing like that, really. I'm just a person that just knows a little bit about something, all right? Yeah, he has muscle under all that fat that he needs to get off of his body. That's how you see the abs and the muscles. You see it when all the fat is off your ass. And and honestly, Keith Lee, he's a good wrestler. I'm not trying to...
He's an athletic big dude.
Yes, he's athletic. He's all of that. But you still need to look the part. But
the thing is, like, how is he going to drop all that weight?
Well, I don't...
Unless he has that... Unless he has, like, a... right, Corey? Unless he has, like, a... What is it? The tummy... surgery, whatever it is, or the
nah, I win, bro. But these dudes, they have
the. He could lose that weight, though, right?
They're in Florida, bro.
He can lose some of the weight. He's not gonna lose all of that weight.
Bro, you know who lost a lot of weight on the low? Who got in amazing shape? Braun Strowman.
Yeah,
You see how Braun Strowman was like chubby?
Nah, give me Keith Lee. Shape. Put Keith Lee in that body. It'll be great. Because Braun Strowman
though was always, even before this, he was competing in World's Strongest Men. So he may not, he's more toned now. But when he first came in, he was like Keith Lee, where he was just like big.
He was fat, bro. He was fat.
I mean, he wasn't that fat. Like,
he had a belly.
He had a belly, bro.
He did.
He did.
And another thing is, like, these guys, like Khalib and I just talk about this all the time. You can't just focus on these flips. You got to work as a big man. You got to work as like a Brock Lesnar. You got to work like that if you're that big. Don't worry about out flipping somebody. Like, who's that dinosaur guy from AEW?
What's his name? Luchasaurus.
Luchasaurus.
I've been saying this for years. Like, Luchasaurus is fantastic. He's in immaculate shape.
Yeah.
Looks the part without that stupid dinosaur thing. But he's trying to out-lucha people. Don't out-lucha somebody. We need power moves. Like, Damian Priest, when he comes to the main roster, this dude's going to be a beast.
Nah.
No, I don't think so.
Because we said the same thing about Keith Lee.
We said the same thing about, like,
a lot of people.
Aleister Black. Like, we said
like big man, though. Big man.
Keith Lee.
But Aleister Black's not a big man.
Keith Lee.
He's just tall.
We said the same thing about Keith Lee when he moved up.
Well, you know, hey, sometimes accidents happen. And sometimes we make mistakes. And I can admit, I probably made a mistake on Keith Lee a little bit. You know, I thought it could translate, but I should have known as soon as Vince put that onesie on him, Vince was not feeling his body.
Exactly, but it's their fault. It's not like that outfit didn't fit him.
Right.
The outfit was fine. Like, nobody had no problem with that outfit.
Did he have like three outfits?
He had like three different outfits. Like, they keep changing what he was already doing. Like, that, don't change it. He was fine, bro.
His music sucks.
You know what's funny? In NXT, he was fine. The low grade. But if you want millions of people looking at you, you cannot look like that. You have these tight shorts, and your belly's just flopping over your shorts. You can't do that. This is not PWG.
That's right. That's right.
You know, Edwin, you know about PWG. That,
of course I do. Of course.
That mud show wrestling. This is not that.
The West Coast version of ROH, yes. PWG.
That's where all these guys like
try
to hone their craft.
But then there's other stuff saying that they were sent back because they're prepping them for pushes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, all right, I'm gonna say this real quick. You know, that's what I'm saying. The source, I'm not sure if the source, because you got that source from somebody that's like one of the worst people to ever get sources from. So I'm not sure how accurate the source can be taken. But it's because it's not just that person that said that. Other writers have said that they're going down and they're gonna train them two days and stuff like that. So there probably is more to the story than we know. But I do think part of the story is the body image part. They're big guys and they want to do the flips, but it's like you still need to look the part. I can't stress that enough. You still have to look the part of a wrestler. I know we don't want that, you know, some of us don't want the guys to look the part, but you have to. It's a TV show. It's still a TV show.
But then, all right, so now I look at it like this. Like, what about when like Big Show first came in?
He was in pretty good shape.
He was in good shape, but then he got fat.
And look what happened to him.
And look what happened. Nobody was.
But he got old. He was older. At that point, he was a little older, but still. And then look at Mark Henry. Mark Henry and Keith Lee are about the same build.
Nah, I feel like Mark Henry.
Mark
Henry is bigger. As big as the stomach.
But do you see the difference between Mark Henry?
I know what you're gonna say, yeah, he's more brown.
They advertised him as the world's strongest man. That was their advertisement of him.
Yeah.
So they didn't advertise Keith Lee as a fat guy. I mean, they try to advertise him as a cool guy.
Yeah.
Only way you can be cool is you gotta look kind of cool. Listen, the same thing was happening with Drew and Jinder Mahal. Vince fired both of those guys and then rehired both of those guys because both of those guys started getting in better shape and were able to, you know, look the part. So that, those supplements. Are examples.
No, I agree, man. I agree because you don't want Keith Lee being like Otis eating chicken in the backstage Leg. Segments with gravy. But they're like, that's like, where it's headed.
It's just crazy because they're like both like super strong.
Yeah.
Which one, Mark Henry and
No, I'm just Otis and Keith Lee.
They are. They just need to get in super shape. That's.
You know,
I don't think Otis is no superstar.
Yeah, and Otis is an ugly looking dude.
Otis ain't no superstar.
No, he's not a superstar. I'm just saying he's just strong as heck.
No, he's strong. He's strong, but I mean, that's what I'm saying for the reports. There's no way Otis is getting the push. I think Vince gave him that brief Money in the Bank briefcase for a joke. I think it was a rib. Personally, it's crazy. So let's head to number two topic. Vince McMahon doesn't want to do The Rock versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 37. He'd rather wait to WrestleMania in LA the following year.
Oh, yes.
So, my guys, who could be a bigger attraction for Roman Reigns at WrestleMania next year?
Well, I don't know who could be. Oh, you're talking about the WrestleMania that's coming up right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got my option already.
It's going to be in Tampa, but I don't know. Like, but Vince holding back for The Rock in LA, I think it's perfect because it's like that's when hopefully, let me just say hopefully, a lot of this pandemic stuff would be at least we'll get back to at least 80% of what we were, you know, in terms of fans and stuff like that. And what better place than in that new field in Los Angeles? I'm going to be there. I'm definitely going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm there. So I like this idea. Now, for this year, who they have, I don't know. Only a wizard knows that right now.
Right now. I have no idea. The only person I could think of, honestly, is if they make him go back to normal when he gets back, Seth Rollins.
I say Daniel Bryan.
I wouldn't mind that.
You could rewrite WrestleMania 30.
It's going to be
the little guy wins at the end of the day, just like WrestleMania 30.
The thing about Daniel Bryan, they ruined him. Like, they put him so low in the card right now, they have to, like,
but that's really perfect. Look at that story. Look how low he is, and look how high Roman is.
I like that idea, Frank.
That story.
That's way better than Edwin's, like, lackadaisical Seth Rollins. That's thinking out the box.
Now, no. I'm going to get back to the Seth Rollins, because me and Khalib spoke yesterday when he talks later. The Seth Rollins would be good if...
They have to go back to normal.
Yes. Not this Messiah garbage.
No Messiah stuff.
We'll bring it up. We'll bring up the Seth Rollins.
Let me ask you something though. Do you think it's for the LA with The Rock? Do you think it's worth the risk of Rock taking this match? Like,
what do you mean?
Risking, like, what if he gets injured and then he loses out on, like, I mean, the man has tons of money anyway, so it wouldn't like matter. But like, what if he loses out on movie roles or like,
you know what?
Oh, for The Rock.
Due to
you know what? You know what? I think it would.
I got another question after that. Go ahead.
It would be. The whole thing is this is Rock's family. You know what I mean? Like this is you know, cousins and stuff like that. So I think The Rock wouldn't mind taking that risk just for that reason, just because it's Roman. And if it was somebody else, I don't think he would take too much of a risk for them. But just because it's Roman, I think he would take that risk.
And that's a perfect story, too. He could come in and be like, I'm really the tribal chief, mother.
Yeah.
But can Roman stay hot for that long?
That tribal chief thing that long?
Can he be champion for that long for a whole year? Another whole
year? I like the tribal chief thing, but, you know, things get boring. And I don't want to hear tribal chief until next December.
Yeah, that's too long.
But okay. I think The Rock, I mean, why not just bump it now?
Nah.
When's WrestleMania? Like, was that April?
April. No, February. No.
I'm sorry.
April. Right? I'm thinking of something else. Yes.
April in Florida, you can probably have, probably about 60% capacity. Probably. That's gonna
the
like
Rock is way too big. The Rock is way too big for it to only have 60%.
That's what I'm saying.
That is true.
Well, it might be more now.
No, you need a full crowd.
They drop these vaccinations. So let's see what happens if the world goes to normal. And see what happens. It could change. You know, maybe this vaccination is gonna help and prevent a lot, but
that's horrible. That's horrible.
Capacity, but
Edwin, that was horrible. Frank, you're on to something. You're killing it today.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
Yeah, no, you're doing it. I don't know what the hell Edwin's doing. Good job, Khalif. All right, so we're gonna go to CM Punk admitting he was quote unquote too old when he started training for the UFC because he got destroyed in UFC. So do you think he made a mistake leaving WWE when he did?
Yes.
And who would benefit more from a return of a CM Punk, AEW or WWE? Because I assume that's the only two places he's going to go.
You guys take this, man. I'm not a fan of this guy.
He doesn't like CM Punk. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even know CM Punk. I didn't know CM Punk was in the UFC, so I can't really go
look
on
at that.
I never saw none of his
fights. Look
fight.
At that.
Well, because it was pre-card.
Okay. No. Not because it was pre-card, because what Booker T said, that boy got the brakes.
He did. Mickey Gall whooped his butt, and then I forgot who he fought.
A knockout?
He tapped him. Made him tap.
Oh, okay.
And then the second fight, I think it went to three rounds, but he lost either way.
Oh, yeah, man. It went three rounds. He looked bad, man.
He looked bad. They whooped his butt.
And to Corey's second question, I think it will be WWE that will benefit more because they need it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you think they need it more than AEW?
Yeah, I don't think AEW needs CM Punk.
See, I kind of go opposite on this one. I think AEW. Listen, not a fan of this guy. Whatever. That's not the point. The point is, if I'm not a fan of this guy, that's not the point. The point is, the guy does have some type of following. Whatever. So, if I was AEW, I would just throw the bag at him. Because what do I have to lose right now? You know, you're doing pretty good. It seems like, if I'm looking from the outside looking in, it seems like every time you get somebody from another generation, that your ratings is going up. You get somebody like Sting, your ratings start going up. You get somebody like CM Punk, it seems like the ratings will probably go up.
But are the ratings only going up for like the first 2 to 3 weeks, and then you get tired of Sting?
Well, you gotta see.
You might. We have to see. This is like an experiment, yeah. Right? We're just in the first trial week of this. We have to see the experiment throughout the year. Mm-hmm. But right now, it seems pretty good. It seems like you get somebody like Sting, your ratings go up, your T-shirt sales go up. You get somebody like CM Punk. I guess, you know, guy can't wrestle. The guy doesn't look good at all. I don't get it, but everybody else likes him, so it seems like the ratings will go up if he enters AEW. If I was AEW, I'd throw the bag at him.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Edwin, but
AEW would benefit more from that. And he did come out and say that he can do a lot more with certain people in AEW than he can in WWE. Which, okay. I mean, is maybe.
What you think, Corey?
I would love to see him in AEW. I don't understand how AEW is signing all these people. I won't even list the names because you guys see them. That shouldn't be on TV. But you can't throw this dude whatever kind of money you got. You got Tony Khan, who father is a multi-billionaire. You can't throw this dude some money. You're trying to win a ratings war. You're trying to establish the second dominant player in the wrestling game. Or you're trying to be number one. Why not throw the dude some money? So I don't understand why they wouldn't do it, but I would 100% AEW sign him. And I think they should have signed, what's her name? Blanchard? Tessa Blanchard?
Mm-hmm. They should have been signed. Huh? I don't know where she is.
Where's Tessa Blanchard? Like, why are you not signing these people? But you're signing, like, Sonny Kiss. You're signing Joey Janela. I like Sonny Kiss. But I would spend that money on CM Punk.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. There's more pressing issues.
So, Khalif, you think he can't wrestle?
No, CM Punk wasn't a good wrestler. Come on, man. Every match that he had with John Cena, it was mostly John Cena carrying this guy throughout the whole match.
You didn't like Cena Taker? CM Punk taker?
Man, I like the story. Okay, the story was cool. I didn't like the match.
CM Punk had some of the crappiest kicks I ever saw in my life. You know, he was. You know what CM Punk was? He was a loudmouth complainer, and you guys like that. You know, he's kind of like a Jerry Springer. Like, this is what you like. You like somebody that just complains about everything. And that's what he was. To me, when I think of CM Punk and I look him up in the dictionary, I see the word next to him, complainer. That's all I see when I see CM Punk. You know, he talked about Ryback. Ryback would break his face if they really fought in real life. Ryback would break CM Punk's face. CM Punk talked about him. Okay, he put Ryback's career on the line when he talked about him as bad as he did. That's not what you do. You don't do as much as I don't like somebody at a job, I don't talk about them in public so that another company wouldn't want to hire them. That's some sucker stuff. And CM Punk, in my opinion, is just a sucker. That's all he is to me. He's a nobody to me. He's absolutely a nobody. But people like him. So I respect that. So that's why I say AEW should just probably sign him. But to me, he's a sucker. That's all he's ever been.
Where was this last week when you were so corporate?
Well, you didn't say CM Punk's name.
I'm going to mention CM Punk every week now. I'm starting off my segment with CM Punk, man. Now, I want to go to, speaking of drawing, so we have Shaq's segment drew over 1.2 million viewers on AEW Dynamite.
Why?
There you go.
So, I'm so confused on this one. So, I want to know something. Is Brandi Rhodes heel again? And will Cody Rhodes face Shaq?
No. So, why?
I'm not sure if you guys watched this, but I was like watching this thing. And Shaq's team came off as a nice dude, and Brandi came off as a heel again.
Yeah.
But to me, like Brandi Rhodes came out as, when she first came out, she was a heel, right? Like back when they first started with some corny group, right? They broke up that group. Then she became good. Now she came a heel. Like, I'm not digging this AEW where I'm not knowing who's heel and who's a face. But they gotta stop this stuff.
No, Brandi Rhodes, you don't get it. So you don't get Brandi Rhodes.
I don't get Brandi Rhodes.
It's like the movie Split. Like she has like 12 personalities and one minute she's a mean, sassy black woman, and the next minute she's like a corporate. I don't know what's going on. I'm just trying to make some. And listen, it's dumb. It's silly, but did you just say that segment with Shaq pulled in a 1.2?
1.2.
Yeah, you need to keep doing stuff like that. I'm sorry, but I don't get it, but somebody does. I think that right there shows you that you need to probably put Shaq in the more segments. I don't know how, but
I wasn't part of one of those viewers. I know that. I ain't watched that. I ain't want to see that.
I don't know.
Like what the hell are you watching on NXT?
Who wants to see Shaq and versus Cody?
I want to see Shaq versus Cody. I want to see that.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah.
I kind of want to see that. That
is, I bet you Shaq will work as a big man.
That's horrible.
Hey, how's that horrible? I'm with Booby on this one. I don't want to see a 7-foot.
Why wants to see Shaq? Shaq can barely walk too. He had how many Achilles and knee surgeries, bro? Like, come on.
I don't think he's ever had an Achilles surgery.
Yes, he did.
When?
When he was on the Celtics.
You sure? Come on, bro. Celtics? Seriously?
It's a surgery. That's the thing.
No, but you're saying that like he had Achilles surgeries when he was like in Orlando or LA. No,
I'm just saying.
Talking about his last leg when he was like 500
pounds. You're changing words. Stop changing stuff.
Achilles, he was 500 pounds.
We're talking about when, where.
Come on, bro. So you're telling me since you have Achilles injury, you can't wrestle?
Not at his age, nope.
Not at his age.
How old is Shaq? How old is Shaq?
I'm going to say 45.
45? So you're telling me he wouldn't do a better job than Jericho?
No. Are you crazy?
I bet you he would.
How are you comparing those two? Stop, Corey. Just stop.
Why am I not?
I'm not even going.
I don't think Jericho.
Jericho and Shaq?
That's not even a realistic fight right there, man. Come on.
I don't think Jericho can wrestle. My opinion. I think he's a horrible wrestler.
Stop.
I think Jericho's a horrible wrestler. I think Jericho's character is unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like, but as a wrestler, like, all his matches in AEW was, like, shitty.
You know what
every
Jericho,
single one of them.
You know what Jericho is starting to look like? What's that guy from Spawn, the Violator, or the Clown?
The Clown.
Is it me or Jericho with he got the fat going on in the bro, midst? And, what's going
speaking
on with
of,
message?
Like, oh, my God. Like, this dude is, like, he doesn't care anymore. He's just collecting the checks.
I don't believe you said Shaq will put on a better effort than Jericho.
Yeah, that's
That's
I bet you.
Next topic.
So Paul McAfee, that's his name.
Pat.
So
Pat.
Didn't he have a great showing?
That's true. That is true.
Look at the age difference. Look at the age difference, bro.
How old was LT when he stepped into the ring?
Oh, LT.
LT barely did move, but he did like three spears and a clothesline.
That was a pretty good match.
You see what I'm talking about? You see how Edwin just moved.
That's all he did.
You move in the pole. I'm giving you people. Look, giving you receipts.
How LT and Shaq, even if you compare them, who do you think would have been is more athletic?
LT.
Shaq.
No.
No way.
Guys, Shaq. Stop. LT is more agile, so he can do these things. Stop it.
Right, Corey, you don't even believe that. Corey really trying to go heel. Now. You bugging, Corey.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Wasn't Shaq in the Royal Rumble?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
What did he do?
He looked at Big Show and laughed. They looked at Big Show. He looked at Big Show and laughed and got kicked out. Come on.
Got kicked out.
But didn't he do a good job?
No. It's terrible.
Shaq will come in shape to fight Cody Rhodes.
No.
Stop. Gotcha. But speaking of.
I can't believe you brought up the Royal Rumble.
I don't believe you. This guy is, you're wild, bro.
Yes, Corey. Yes. I'm in Corey.
Hey, I'm heel. I'm heel Corey today. I'm heel Corey. Speaking of heel, Khalib, do you have something to bring to the table here?
I do. You know, and I don't really like to listen to Dirt Sheet Writers too much, but this has been brewing in the realm of the rumor mills, so to speak, because with WWE now trademarking the Dean Ambrose name, it has come to my attention that Dean Ambrose is actually not under contract no more with AEW, technically, and there is a negotiation going on between him and WWE again. And what do you think about? Do you think that WWE has a chance of getting John Moxley, aka Dean Ambrose, back in a WWE universe?
I think so.
Okay, number one, who said that?
Well, it came from numerous sources.
Numerous sources.
I don't, you know, one being, you know,
was it Dave? Dave said that?
Was not Dave, because I can't listen to Dave. No. It came from other guys. Maybe his friend Alvarez. Maybe.
It definitely.
I think that.
So what do you think, Corey?
Hold on, my fault. I think that's totally fake because WWE threw the bag at this man to stay. If you listen to Jericho's podcast, and he said, "I will not stay because you guys are like, I can't even think of the words that he said."
The creativity.
And a bunch of four-letter words, but yeah, the creativity is like. Man, they had him looking like Bane with a fur jacket when the last time he was there. Why would he go back?
Unless this new contract is giving him full creativity.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, listen, there's so many jobs that I swear that I won't go back to. But if they threw the bag at me, and they gave me everything that I was asking for, if creativity is his thing and Vince just goes, okay, you have at it. You have at it. And what do you want? You want some more money here, and you want to work less days? Because you know these were wrestlers love these less days thing. You know, mm-hmm. this generation of wrestler loves to work less than more. Would you not consider it? I mean, you know, I'm just saying because you know,
and that could be Roman's, and then going to like I was saying to Booby earlier, Triple Threat, WrestleMania, Dean Ambrose. Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns. What
never,
a story.
We got that, right? We never got
what
that.
What a story. What a story.
That would be dope.
That would be dope.
But I feel like
Dean. It's hard though. That sounds too good to be true.
I don't feel like he's good.
It's not that you're wrong about that. I don't think he's that good either. But the thing is, the reason why the rumor is getting traction is because WWE has trademarked Dean Ambrose. They have trademarked it. Like, if this was just some random, you know, we don't care, nothing's going to happen about this, why would you even go through the risk? Why would you even go through all that legal process of trademarking a name if the person wasn't, if it wasn't at least a thought in your mind that he can probably come back? You know what I mean? Like,
that's true, but you never know. Maybe AEW has something planned where they wanted to use the name Dean Ambrose.
But that could also come with, like, if it comes with business or movies, if they ever use Dean Ambrose, they're going to be.
Kenny Omega actually used it on Impact.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait, what?
Khalid said that. Khalid told me that yesterday. I was like, wow.
Kenny Omega, when he did the interview on Impact,
yeah,
he pulled the Moxley name badge off, and I forget the Impact guy announced interview his name. He gave him the badge, and he was like, oh, you were good friends with Ambrose in Tough Enough, whatever.
Yeah, he said you it just see? Like that.
You see? So you never know. Like, so they had to – you got it. You have to do it. Right. So I'm glad WWE did that, but I wouldn't pay a bag for Dean Ambrose.
I mean, no, I don't think he's all that great, but I'm just saying, I'm just saying it moves the pendulum. Like, back in the days, WCW used to do this, where they would just get WWF's wrestlers and had no idea what to do with them. Just take them from their competition, though. Yep. Like, I'm just going to take Bret Hart. I have no idea what I'm going to do with him, but I'm just going to take him for $3 million.
The name draws, you know.
Yeah,
viewers.
You know what, too? His wife left as well, right?
Yeah, yes.
She's pregnant, too. So.
Oh, she's pregnant.
And she can.
Oh, she left?
She left. She's gone. She left.
They would take her back. Easily.
They'll take her back.
Of course, because she's really good. But yeah. But if she left, there has to be a reason for why she left. It wasn't because she was pregnant.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's just an interesting rumor, and I just thought I would bring that to y'all guys' attention.
I like that. Edwin, I know you got something to bring to the table. Better be better than this. I don't know. Let's see.
What's your guys' take on wrestlers holding different belts from different promotions?
I hate it.
You know why that's bad? You know why that's bad? Because
terrible.
At some point, and see, WWE would never do nothing like this.
No, never.
And the reason why this is bad, is
well, they were doing that with, wasn't they doing that with Bayley, Sasha, when they had the tag team, they were bouncing around.
But it's still WWE.
That's still WWE though. It's still underneath the umbrella. They wouldn't have their world champion with the Triple A belt or nothing like that. You know what I mean? The problem with this is, and I'm going to use some harsh language, so just be warned right now. The problem with this is that at some point, because this is Kenny Omega we're talking about, right?
And him having the Phoenix.
He has the Triple A
world champion
and the AEW belt now. All right.
And then Pentagon and Phoenix got the tag belts.
This is the problem. The problem is, who is the company? I'm going to use some harsh language here. Who is the company that's going to be cucked, so to speak? Because You have to, who is number two? Then one is gonna have to lower their standards. Somebody's gonna have to be the cuck in this situation. That's why WWE would never do nothing like that, because WWE is like, we're too big for this.
They are. They're number one.
Like, you're not gonna cuck us. It's never gonna happen in WWE. But these other wrestling companies, they're showing how indie-minded they're thinking right now. See, that's indie thinking. One guy's gonna have 10,000 belts. One guy's gonna have the ROH belt, the AWA, the Triple A.
Like, what's his name? Remember? Ultimo Dragon.
Right.
It's 10 belts.
Exactly. But one company has to be the cuck. Who's the cuck? Then who is saying, like, when Kenny Omega appears on Impact this week, right? When he did that, he kind of cucked out Rich Swann. You saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
what did he do?
He took his parking spot.
Now, but now they got this thing that he's going around to be like the belt collector. So now right. he's going to win the Impact belt too. Like,
that's what I'm saying. It's going to devour the Impact belt is going to be like worth right. like worth like Nazi dollars, like yeah. German. It's going to be worth nothing. It's going to be worth nothing if he takes their belt. Mm-hmm. It's worth nothing. Their company will be worth nothing if he just takes their belt. Like, you know what I mean?
Kenny Omega is such a mark. Kenny Omega is such a mark. This guy wants to go collect belt to belt. This is not indies. You're not going to PWG. Then you're going to what's the other place in New Japan or MLW and NW. Like, you want to build an organization. You don't want to just keep going from place to place to place. It looks stupid. And then you're burying your talent. Like, yeah. if he goes to Impact and then he beats, who's the champion? Rich Swann. So Rich Swann, he beats Rich Swann. What does that do? What does that say about Rich Swann in your wrestling development that somebody came in and beat you?
And he already took over his parking spot.
Yeah, he took over
and his parking spot.
It's coming. It's coming. Unfortunately, it's coming.
And this is why Tony Khan should not have an organization. He is the biggest mark of them all. He's probably just there, just like, oh my god, I want to buy a helicopter and have Kenny Omega put the helicopter down with a cheap suit, and it's going to bring so much ratings. It just looks stupid.
Yeah, that I think that's.
Oh my god, bro!
Thinks that it'll bring a lot of. I don't know.
It doesn't help the other company. It doesn't help the Impact. It only kind of makes AEW look bigger. It doesn't help who they're working with. Because what he's going to do, he's just going to bring it to his television platform, which they have a bigger platform than all those other companies because they're on TNT. It's just going to make him look stronger, which that's cool, but it's going to kill Impact. But Impact is already – listen, good. Impact is almost dead on arrival, to be honest.
There was also talks that Tony Khan wants to buy Impact.
He probably should.
I wouldn't waste my money on that. They have no stars.
Yeah. I was about to say, where are the stars again?
I only know three. I like
Eddie Edwards. Eddie Edwards is pretty good.
Hold on.
I've never heard of
Eddie. Frank just said stars. Who's their stars?
He's one of the stars.
Who's their Roman?
Eddie Edwards is the star?
Roman. Eddie Edwards is one of their top stars.
Oh my god, that's a top. He's a top guy.
Honestly,
Eddie Edwards.
Honestly, yeah, Corey, they're top stars. Honestly, I'm going to be honest with you, Corey. They're top stars. Ben left Impact a year ago, man. It was Brian Cage and Karrion Kross. I'll be honest with you. Those guys, when they left, it was already dying, but they just shot him in the head when they left, those two.
Yeah. I can't believe Rich Swann actually has a belt.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a champ.
The dude who dances.
Yeah,
with the locks.
That song. What was it?
You can't handle it. That song. He's a dude that has an actual heavyweight belt.
Yeah, he has the belt.
You see? Okay, I'm going off track.
He looks so bad. Like his dreads. I'm let the dreads go. Like it looks horrible. Like
I'm glad you amend that. Thank you so much.
It's some Florida stuff going on with his dreads.
Oh, bro, it's bad.
Yeah, the Miami dreads.
Yeah,
but I know I'm going off topic, but I remember we were just talking about this when Edwin, you sent that Goldberg video with Psychosis hit him in the head, right, with the chair. So Psychosis is what, about 190 pounds? Goldberg 6'2", probably about what, 275? Hits the dude in the head with a chair. Goldberg looks at him, spears him, jackhammer, done. That's the way it's supposed to be. When you're that big, you dominate the little guys. The little guys can't come and then take a heavyweight belt. It just demoralizes your belt. So like, you tell me Rich Swann has a belt, I can't take your corporate. I can't take your wrestling serious.
Rich Swann? You know what it is too? It's like, then what's the purpose of? Because I know Impact has that X Division thing. What's the purpose of that if Rich Swann can just take your heavyweight belt? Yeah. You might as well just have got rid of that division. But you might as well have just got rid of the whole damn thing, to be honest. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not a. I know this is getting off the topic, but yeah, I'm not a fan of them having all the belts.
All the belts, yeah, no, that's.
I can't do it. I think it just looks bad.
Yep. One more other thing. How do you feel about Snoop Dogg joining AEW for commentary?
I like it.
Oh, it's gonna be funny.
It's gonna be funny.
Very funny.
I'm loving it.
I want to see him and Chris Jericho go at it on commentary.
The man had one commentary job on his boxing thing, and now everyone's like, we want Snoop.
Oh, Lord.
I want to see him and Chris Jericho.
Yo, there's no way Snoop Dogg's going to remember all these dudes' names.
No.
Unless he's been behind the scenes and, you know, they've been
working. It's going to be an AEW dark, right?
Like,
or it's going
to
be on
Dynamite. Can't imagine him trying to, like, do commentary for like a Sunny Kiss match. Like he might say something. He's gonna say something outrageous, bro.
Is he gonna be smoking weed too?
He probably he's gonna be high
probably before.
So yeah.
Now, if I'm to understand this correctly, this is part of a crossover thing that he has with Cody Rhodes and that TV show that they're doing, right?
Uh huh.
So I guess this is trying to get. This is why Shaq is involved too. Just trying to get. You know, ratings for that TV show that's coming out, the big thing, whatever. I don't know what the name of the show is called. Do you know, Corey?
No, I don't know the name of it.
No, but I know the premise of it. But yeah.
Right. So that's why Snoop is there. But here's an interesting question. Is this going to affect his relationship with WWE?
That's what I was going to ask next.
Isn't he like
he's in the Hall of Fame. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Right. So, you know,
he's got to make money. Got to make money.
He doesn't get money from WWE for being in the Hall of Fame? I don't think so.
He's not like an active wrestler.
Now isn't
like
his
active celebrity.
Now isn't his cousin, Sasha Banks?
That's his niece.
Oh, his niece?
Yeah.
Is that his real niece?
You think they're gonna
That's what they say.
That's what she says too, so.
You think they're gonna punish her for this or because you know
You never know. Look what they do in the Lana. That's the longest she ever had a belt.
Yeah, because, you know, WWE does stuff like this, I've heard.
It's true.
And then,
you can definitely see it.
And then lastly, in the world of wrestling, Hogan and Ric Flair inducted to the International Wrestling Hall of Fame amongst 24 other people.
Just now?
A what?
I never even heard of this.
International Wrestling Hall of Fame.
That just happened?
Yes.
They should have been in.
It says amongst 24 set for it's actually for 2021. Okay. It's Hogan, Flair, Bruno Sammartino, Andre the Giant, Buddy Rogers, Luthez, Terry Funk, Frank Gotch, Giant Baba, and a bunch of other.
What the heck's the International Hall of Fame?
I guess it's just I'm assuming if you competed.
Shouldn't they have already been in that, if that's the case?
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, is this something new?
I don't know. I never heard of it. I came across it today, too.
That's great. I never.
I'm so pissed off. You just wasted our 40 seconds.
Hey,
International
Hall
of Fame.
It's a wrestling podcast, you dodo.
Frank, let me ask you a question. You ever heard of an International Wrestling Hall of Fame?
No, that's why I'm bringing it up.
You ever heard of
That's why I'm bringing it up.
I gave you 40 seconds.
That's why.
Have you ever heard of? You ever heard of International Hall of Fame?
That was the first time.
Ever heard of it?
No.
Hold on a second. So you're on your phone, right? Like, oh my God. Oh, I'm on the deep dirt sheets. I'm like, oh, International Hall of Fame. Yeah. Hulk Hogan, yeah. Andre the Giant.
You're a Hulk Hogan fan, no?
I am.
I'm not a Hulk Hogan fan.
Get bro, stop it! All this Hulk Hogan.
I'm not a Hulk Hogan fan.
Hulk
I'm not a Hulk Hogan fan.
Yeah,
he's the greatest wrestler of all. He's the greatest wrestler of all time.
I'm down with you, Corey.
He's the greatest wrestler of all time.
Hey, matter of fact, Frankie, did you check out that stuff that I told you to check out last night?
Yes, sir.
You know, I was me and Frankie on a drive to Connecticut this week, man. I was giving him history lessons on some wrestling
stuff.
That happened in '96 and '97 when he was born. You know, I was telling him stuff about Vince Russo. You know.
That was funny. I went back to go see that, man. That was funny.
Vince is the man.
Vince Russo wasn't that bad.
No, he was great. Vince Russo was great.
He wasn't that bad. The later part was a little, like, he ruined WCW.
When he did Brawl for All is when he messed up.
That was okay.
Did you see that? Did you see that documentary, the Brawl for All?
I don't think he lied so bad, bro. The Dark Side of the Ring?
Yeah, I saw the episode. Yeah.
Bro, he lied so bad. Man. Oh my God. So let's end it off with this. You guys have a highlight of any wrestling like that we've seen? Do you have anything that sticks out for this week? Like any Raw, any SmackDown?
You guys no. Any?
Well, Raw was horrible.
No. No Raw, AEW, no NXT, no AEW, no SmackDown.
Well, the only thing that stood out NXT for me is the return of
Karrion Kross.
Karrion Kross. And they're doing the triple threat to see who's gonna verse
Finn Balor
at New Year Evil, whatever it's called.
I will say this, Kyle O'Reilly, man,
Kyle O'Reilly's getting some love, he's getting that push.
He's getting that push.
It's not gonna happen right away because it's obvious that they want to do Karrion Kross from Balor.
Wait, so Karrion Kross versus Damian Priest is gonna be a phenomenal match. That's number one. So I'm assuming Karrion Kross is gonna beat him. And then that triple, so who's gonna be Damian Priest versus Kyle O'Reilly
and Pete Dunne.
Assuming Pete Dunne's gonna win that match. No,
I'm thinking. No, Kyle O'Reilly. He already fought him.
I would like to see it. I mean,
Kyle O'Reilly match already happened, though.
Yeah, I enjoy any Pete Dunne match. So I mean, Finn Balor wouldn't be bad. But like I said, it's obvious they're building Finn Balor, Karrion Kross. Now, do you think with this Karrion Kross like evil persona that we're gonna get Demon Finn?
No, I think that's done. I think
you don't bring Demon Finn into those fans. You gotta have fans for that.
And I think Demon Finn is when he was a good guy, right?
No, he did it. He did it. I mean, he can do it anytime.
Yeah, I feel like that was more of like a surprise, kind of. Or like if anybody was bullying Finn, then he brought him up.
He's not a bad guy though.
You sure?
Think so?
When of the interaction with like Pat. When they came out for Survivor Series, and he's like, "I brought the mouse out," whatever is the he said, and then he brought out Adam Cole and Undisputed Era, their faces.
I'm not going to front, Edwin. You put me on Finn Balor. You did. I like the demon stuff. He's in phenomenal shape, but this dude, he has no charisma, bro. He is so dry.
Like his promos.
His promos is just like. You know, when the cat's here, the mouse, you can't play when the cat's here. I'm like, what, bro?
When the cat is here, the mouse, whatever.
Like, who wrote that for you? Whatever. What are you going to say to leave my phone?
No, I was just trying to do my impersonation of Finn Balor. You said the best thing of the week, right? The Karrion Kross stuff is the only thing I really remember. Roman getting loose on Kevin Owens was kind of pretty good, too.
Bro, he's getting better every week, man. Every week.
But he just dominant. Like,
well, he just bullying.
You know, like in a rivalry, they catch you slipping, and you know the face will sometimes beat up the heel. Like, no, Roman Reigns is not like getting caught sleeping. Like, he's whooping these guys' ass every week.
Boy got eyes behind his head.
But they try to challenge him though. That you know, Kevin Owens is trying to challenge him. He had to. Lay down the law on his ass.
It's like, you know, like, but you know what I'm saying though? Like, usually in feuds, it goes back and forth. It goes back right. and forth. No, it's not happening. Roman's like, no, you're not going to beat me up. I'm not letting that happen.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they play this whole Roman Reigns things out, you know, because I honestly can only see them, you know, obviously Goldberg is going to somehow be involved in a match. I don't know what's going to happen during the Royal Rumble or during WrestleMania. I don't know how they're going to do that, but, you know, it's going to be kind of interesting to see how this all plays out, I think.
Oh, he's being Goldberg in like 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah, he should. He should. He absolutely should.
Yeah.
Not at Mania, though. Please not at Mania.
Because Braun Strowman beat him, beat Goldberg, what was that, a two-minute match? 3 minutes?
3 minutes, yeah.
For me, I'm digging Sting right now, man. I'm liking Sting. You know, he's wrestling. It looks like he might wrestle with the second best wrestler in the world right now, Cody Rhodes. So I'm really digging that right now. You know, because Cody Rhodes is the second best wrestler in the world. There's one thing that also stuck out. I don't know. Did you guys watch that Sasha Banks versus Carmella match?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, speaking of super kicks, Young Bucks have nothing on her. That's all she does is super kicks.
That's her move.
That's her move. How does she get a title opportunity? I don't get that. So those are like the end. I like the Inner Circle. They look good right now. I don't know where it's headed.
They got an 8-9 man tag next week.
What?
Yeah, the entire Inner Circle's versus Best Friends and a few other people.
Oh my god!
So that's where it's going.
Yeah, I'm definitely not watching that. I'm skipping.
What stood out, which hopefully is good next week, Sasha Banks. I mean, not Sasha Banks. Bayley versus Bianca.
Oh yeah, Bianca.
Bianca.
Yeah.
Bianca's gonna win.
Hopefully.
Bayley had that belt for like a year, man. She's good, man.
They're just slowing her down now.
She is corny as hell right now.
I wouldn't be surprised if she won.
She's probably
I'm sorry, Royal Rumble.
She might be taking some time off too. Eventually.
She needs to.
She's been at it for a minute, like nonstop.
Consistent though.
Yeah, very consistent. Very consistent. You guys, you ready for TLC next week?
Nope.
What's the confirmed matches?
There we go. Give our picks.
Let's do it.
All right, we got Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler versus Asuka and Lana for the tag team belts.
I'm going to Asuka and Lana.
Unfortunately, Asuka and Lana.
Asuka Lana.
I got Shayna Baszler, Nia Jax.
Okay. The New Day versus the Hurt Business tag team championship.
Hurt Business.
I hope the guy to Hurt Business, man. Break this stuff up, bro.
Get rid of the Hurt Business.
No, don't do that.
Sasha Banks versus Carmella.
Sasha Banks.
Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton.
Bray Wyatt.
Is this The Fiend or Bray Wyatt?
The Fiend.
I think it's The Fiend, but it just says Bray Wyatt. So
I feel like both of them don't need that. I'm going Randy.
Drew McIntyre versus AJ Styles.
AJ.
Drew.
Drew. And who's that first? Roman Reigns, Kevin Owens.
Big dog.
Roman Reigns.
Come on, man.
And then there's actually two matches probably being added. Street Profits versus Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode.
That'll probably be on a pre-card, but Street Profits.
And then Sami Zayn versus Biggie.
Versus who?
Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn.
Who?
Biggie.
For the title?
Mm-hmm.
Biggie. For the title. For the IC title. Biggie.
Oh, okay.
And then also
They still have the IC belt? Oh god, man.
And then come on, the pre-show fight that'll probably most likely be pre-show. Bobby Lashley versus Riddle.
Bobby Lashley.
Bobby.
Yeah, the CEO Bobby Lashley.
The Almighty.
The Almighty.
I'm gonna go Riddle on that one.
Of course.
But that pretty much wraps up this week of wrestling. Again, we'll be back next week for TLC, Raw, SmackDown, AEW. And then the following week, we got our awards.
Yes, sir.
Stay tuned for that.
Come prepared.
That'll be fun.
Yes. Dress to impress.
We got a couple of awards we're gonna give out. Maybe we'll give the list out next week of what we got.
Yes, sir.
But make sure again follow us on Instagram at Designated Report, and we'll see you guys next week, fellas. It was a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
Have a good night.
Have a good one, fellas.
Later.
Peace.